Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Predicaments. I'm Allison Bryce.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
And Rob, I understand you want to talk about massage etiquette today.
It's true. I recently had a massage here at NPR with a bona fide massage therapist. Her name is Jennifer Robinson, and she's from a company called Relax and Rejuvenate, which specializes at at-home massage or at-work massage, whatever it may be. And, of course, I wanted to run all these things I learned by you, Allison, since in another life, you were indeed a massage therapist.
It's true. Yes, I was. So let's get started. What was the first thing you learned?
Well, the first thing I learned is that it's important to address the person giving you a massage as a massage therapist, since the word masseuse can sometimes be offensive.
To keep everything very clear and the boundaries set there, you use massage therapy, professional massage therapist.
That's to make sure that you're very clear separation from, like, these massage parlors that you see in the back of magazines and stuff.
Correct.
Because I guess the whole thing with getting massage is there's this awkwardness built in. You're going to a stranger, you're disrobing, and you're paying them to touch you. And so I guess when you add in the word therapist, it delineates this is a like a medical procedure almost, nothing sensual. Is that it? And so you want to make sure that that line is there, right?
Exactly. Not medical, but therapeutic. And to hear the word masseuse is just, it's very old-fashioned. Like, my father is always like, oh, did you do some rubbing today? And I'm like, come on, it's a real profession. And people benefit so much from it.
Now, when I first got ready to get this massage, I felt a little nervous because I am a little bit apprehensive maybe about my chest hair situation. So I discussed this with Jennifer, like, how do you address maybe this potential awkwardness of just taking off your shirt and showing off some body hair?
As a professional massage therapist, I've come across any type of body you can think of. A body is a body. It's nothing more. Someone who might have a little more hair than someone else, you might just need to use a little more oil with.
So that's you're gonna be doing an extra glob of oil for me if you got to work through like a patch or something. No,
maybe we'll see.
Did you ever have experience? You had an ultra hairy dude you had to work on.
Yeah, always.
And you just
always ultra hairy. I mean, the thing about being a massage therapist, just to take this a little bit deeper, is that the body, it transforms. We're dealing with souls. We're dealing with emotions. We're dealing with stuck energy in different parts of the body. It's so much more than just the physical space.
So you're not even thinking, okay, this is a hairy back. You're just thinking, I'm going to release the inner soul of this person through my special techniques and soothing music that we're going to be playing in the background.
Yes, I want to give this person relaxation. I want to work their muscles. It's just not about the hair, the fat, the...
It gets to the next thing, which is, how does this whole thing work with me being disrobed? Is that something you kind of discussed beforehand? Like, all right, what are we dealing with here? Or, I mean, because that in itself seems like an awkward conversation.
Throughout all of my years of doing massage, I never once had a conversation about it. I just said, undress to what you're comfortable with. Bam. What more is there to say?
Well, but the other thing is that Jennifer was telling me that there's glute massages or, you know, butt massages. So, I mean...
Have you ever had your butt massage? It's pretty damn nice.
No, but that now you are kind of touching a private area, and some people would consider that. I mean, how do you get over... I mean, I guess if you're going for it, you're cool with it.
Right. I think that a butt massage, let's say, comes with... more with people that have a real relationship with their therapist.
That's like when you're really taking it to the next level. That's like, we've been doing this massage thing for years. Now I'm ready. Let's try out a butt massage.
But I mean, the reality is that when you've uncovered, you know, their leg, let's say, and you kind of pull the towel so that you're working that hip, which could be considered the butt. But in massage therapy, you're working the hip.
Got it. Now, the other thing I was thinking about is you're into the massage, you're really comfortable. Sometimes when I'm comfortable, you know, you may do a little moan or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I talked this over with Jennifer and I said, what actually can you say during a massage?
A sigh of relief.
Like just...
Yeah. sigh of relief. That's about it.
So generally, though, I should not be vocalizing anything because that's when you could get in trouble, like a, you know, nothing like that. That's when you're in dicey territory.
That might tell me that you might be in a little bit of pain of what I'm doing.
I mean, people moan. I moan, definitely, when I'm on the table. Because for me, it's an expression to the therapist, you know, saying, I know I'm paying you a lot of money, but thank you so much for all you are doing.
It's kind of like how in some cultures, when you have a dinner and you burp afterwards, that's like a thank you.
I think so.
So the moan in this instance can be like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And it also is a good level for pain. If you hear somebody go, oh, you know, that's deep guttural stuff. Then as a therapist, I'm going to say, is that too much? Am I pushing too much?
Well, I'm glad you brought up pain because that's the next thing I wanted to talk about. Because some of these massage, when you go in, it's almost like you're an athlete and you're getting worked over and they're really trying to get out a knot. And sometimes, I mean, I had Jennifer try this on me, and you can see this. There's a video of this where it was totally weird. I could take that.
I didn't ask if you could take it. I said, oh. How does it feel?
Well, I feel like you're pinning my arm. I almost feel like I'm being arrested because I have my arm pinned behind my back, and I don't know.
So, see, yeah, you're a little bit tighter, so that would have to be done a different way.
Have you ever brought a client to tears?
I have definitely never brought anybody to tears. But personally, when I would have other therapists work on me, they would bring me to tears. For me, it's just a huge energetic release of absurd crying turning into laughter. So it's just like, what's happening to my body?
I can't believe, like, I'm not getting, I don't know why I'm missing out on these emotional experiences. I think it's maybe really having to be comfortable to get to that level. I guess I'm always too worried about, oh gosh, she's looking at my hairy back. Okay, now she might be touching my near my butt. You know, and I feel like if you're thinking about all those things, you're never going to get to that place where you could be crying in tears of joy. And I guess that leads us to the last part of massage. When it's all over, I mean, you're all relaxed, you feel good, and then it's almost in, like, dirty. I don't know. You're like, now here's your money.
Well, one time, this woman, I gave her this really, what I thought was a great massage, and she walked out without tipping me. And I was so hurt that I got another massage therapist to call her and say, did you mean to not tip? And she got so upset because she was so relaxed that she'd forgotten to tip.
See, I guess that's something you have to watch out for. If your massage therapist is so good and so effective that you just forget everything and forget the etiquette of tipping, and you know, and then it's an emotional wreckage on the other end, I guess.
Well, it was just like, I got to be paid for that service.
Exactly.
Let's just get down to the business. So you've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Predicaments. I'm Allison Bryce.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Allison, I just want to remind our listeners that they can go see the video of me getting the massage over at the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page, or you can check it out on YouTube. So look for that.